WKJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services.
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnavalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements, you can make transfers from one account to another, look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking, and it's all on one login. Check us out at nishnavalley.com. Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
In high school volleyball action last night, Adair Casey beat Guthrie Center 3-0. It was AHST 3-1 over Booyer Valley. Fremont Mills beat Sydney in 3 straight. Heartland Christian over Clarinda Academy 3-0. Nishna Botna topping Essex 3 in a row. Stanton beat Heartland Christian 3-0. And it was Villisca over East Mills 3-0. Well, the weekly high school prep football poll by the Associated Press out yesterday afternoon. In Class 4A, it's Ankeny still on top. In Class 3A, Decorah remains the number one rated team, with Creston up 2 spots to number 6. Lewis Central is up a pair to number 7. ADM drops 3 spots to number 8, while Harlan is tied for 10th in this week's poll. In Class 2A, Boyden Hall Rock Valley remains number 1, with Kemper Catholic staying put at number 4. In Class 1A, Iowa City Regina remains on top, with IKM Manning up 4 spots to number 4. St. Albert is in at number 8. They're up one place this week. In Class A, Wapsie Valley remains the top-rated school, with Logan Magnolia tied for the 9th spot this week with Lisbon. And in 8-man football, Newell Fonda remains the number 1-rated team. Murray stays put at number 2. Exira EHK moves up one notch to number 4. Sydney is number 5 this week. Fremont Mills drops 5 places to number 8. Adair Casey's down a couple of spots. They're in at number 10 in this week's poll. Iowa State needs to pump some juice into its offense, and the Cyclones need to do it quickly. Now, that doesn't mean Coach Paul Rhodes is about to change quarterbacks, but it's a fact of life in the freewheeling Big 12 Conference that a team can't survive without a productive offense. Iowa State stalled repeatedly in a 24-13 loss to Texas Tech last Saturday. Quarterback Steele Jance passed for only 73 yards while committing 4 turnovers, reverting to the form that got him benched last year. Rhodes says Jance wasn't the only problem with the offense. He says he'll watch Jance and backup Jared Barnett closely in practice before deciding on a starter for Saturday's game at number 15, TCU. Well, to Bo Pelini, Nebraska's visit to Ohio Stadium this week is strictly business. There's no time for something as frivolous as admitting to fond memories of his playing days at Ohio State. That was the Nebraska coach's message Monday when he was asked if taking his number 21 Huskers into the horseshoe to play the 12th-ranked Buckeyes made him feel nostalgic. The Buckeyes were 25-18-3 over his 4 years, 1986 through 1990, never finished higher than a tie for third in the Big Ten, and went to 2 bowl games. First-year Buckeyes coach Urban Meyer was a graduate assistant on the 1986-87 Ohio State teams. Meyer and Pelini also crossed paths in the Southeastern Conference when Meyer was head coach at Florida and Pelini was LSU's defensive coordinator. In NFL action last night, Charles Tillman returned an interception 25 yards for a touchdown, and Lance Briggs also returned an interception for a score, and the Chicago Bears routed the Dallas Cowboys 34-18. The Bears are 3-1 at the quarter pole of the NFL season. Tony Romo threw 5 interceptions, matching the most in his career. Major Wright had 2 of the picks as the Cowboys fell to 2-2. Jay Cutler totally outplayed Romo as the Bears quarterback completed 18 of 24 passes for 275 yards and 2 touchdowns. Pro Bowl running back Matt Forte returned to the Bears lineup after missing the last game with a sprained right ankle and being limited in practice all week. He had 52 yards on 13 carries last night. Romeo Crennel is sticking with Matt Cassel for now. The Chiefs coach reiterated his stance Monday that Cassel will be the Kansas City Chiefs starting quarterback when the Baltimore Ravens visit Arrowhead Stadium next Sunday. Crennel made the declaration unprompted in the minutes after Cassel threw 3 interceptions and the Chiefs turned the ball over 6 times in a 37-20 loss to the Chargers over the weekend. Cassel has thrown 7 picks and lost 3 fumbles through 4 games this season, and many fans are starting to call for Brady Quinn to get a shot at the job. Quinn hasn't started a game since 2009 with Cleveland. Well, it took Chuck Pagano less than 9 months to instill his fighter's mentality and hopeful spirit in the Indianapolis Colts. He'll need both to survive the biggest battle of his life, leukemia. In a somber news conference on Monday, the Colts announced that their new coach had been hospitalized for cancer treatment and probably would not return to full coaching duties this season. He will be replaced on an interim basis by offensive coordinator Bruce Arians. Arians, who survived a fight with prostate cancer in 2007, says Pagano will do fine. He says, "I know him. He's a fighter." Pagano's position, Dr. Larry Kripe, says the 51-year-old coach began undergoing arduous treatment last week. He declined to discuss the survival rates for patients with this form of leukemia. Colts owner Jim Irsay says Pagano's wife pushed him to see the doctor after noticing unusual bruising on the coach's body. Pagano earned his first win September 16th against the Vikings. The 1-2 Colts had a bye last weekend and are preparing to host the Green Bay Packers on Sunday. Santonio Holmes is expected to be sidelined at least a few weeks after injuring his left foot early in the fourth quarter of the New York Jets' 34-0 loss to the San Francisco 49ers. Coach Rex Ryan says x-rays on the wide receiver's foot were negative, but the team is awaiting results of an MRI exam. Ryan adds that he's not sure how many weeks Holmes will be out, but says it looks doubtful for this week. With All-Pro cornerback Darrell Revis likely out for the season with a torn ligament in his left knee, the Jets signed Aaron Berry to add much-needed depth to their secondary. Detroit terminated Berry's contract in July after his second arrest of the summer. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. I'm Jeff Nelson. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Well, the Washington Nationals lost a ball game and couldn't have cared less because the second-place Atlanta Braves lost 2-1 in Pittsburgh, and the Nationals won their first National League East title despite dropping a 2-0 game at home to Philadelphia. The Nationals won 96 games this year for their first division title since moving from Montreal 7 years ago. It's the first full-season division title for the Expos Nationals franchise. Just 3 years ago, the Nationals were the laughingstock of baseball, winning just 59 games. The Nationals turned it around while playing for the oldest manager in baseball, 69-year-old Davey Johnson. Johnson, in the middle of the Nationals' celebratory clubhouse, said simply, quote, "This never gets old." In 16 seasons as a big league manager, Johnson's teams have finished first or second 13 times. Elsewhere in the National League, the Nationals dropped that 2-0 decision to Philadelphia's Kyle Kendrick at three relievers combined on a five-hitter. Starling Marte hit his sixth home run of the season and scored twice to lead the Pirates in their 2-1 win over Atlanta. Jaime Garcia homered off Bronson Arroyo and pitched into the seventh inning, helping the St. Louis Cardinals clinch a tie for the second National League wildcard spot and spoil Dusty Baker's return from a mini-stroke with a 4-2 victory over the Cincinnati Reds. The defending World Series champions have won 11 of 14, and they lead the Dodgers by 2 games with 2 games left. The Dodgers nipped the West champion San Francisco Giants 3-2 to keep their faint wildcard hopes alive. Also, Giancarlo Stanton hit his 37th homer. Bob Brantley hit a tie-breaking RBI double in the eighth inning, helping Miami beat the New York Mets 3-2. It was the Milwaukee Brewers, a 5-3 winner over San Diego. The Chicago Cubs lost their 100th game of the season, 3-0 to Houston. The Arizona Diamondbacks scored 4 in the top of the 13th, and they beat Colorado 7-5. In the American League, Miguel Cabrera had 4 hits, including a homer during a 5-run sixth inning, and the Detroit Tigers held off the Kansas City Royals 6-3 to clinch the AL Central title. The Tigers have made the postseason in consecutive seasons for the first time since 1934-35. Oakland is back in the playoffs for the first time in 6 years. The Athletics beat the first-place Texas Rangers 4-3 to remain in contention for a division crown. Coco Crisp had the go-ahead RBI double in the fifth as Oakland pulled within 1 game of Texas in the down-to-the-wire AL West race. Mike Trout had 4 hits and drove in 3 runs in the Los Angeles Angels' 8-4 victory over the Seattle Mariners, but it wasn't enough as the Angels were eliminated from the playoff chase. Robinson Cano, Curtis Granderson, Russell Martin, and Mark Teixeira all homered in a 9-run second inning as the New York Yankees routed the Boston Red Sox 10-2 Monday as they go up a 1 game over Baltimore in the AL East with 2 games left. That's because Baltimore lost 5-3 to Tampa Bay as they drop into second place. Also in the American League, the White Sox posted an 11-0 win over Cleveland, but they were eliminated in the AL Central race. Also, the Blue Jays rallied to beat Minnesota by a score of 6-5. On NBA news, Dwight Howard says he's ready to learn about winning from Kobe Bryant. Howard and Bryant wore their gold uniforms together Monday as the Lakers opened training camp with a revamped roster and sky-high expectations. Two-time NBA MVP Steve Nash, Pau Gasol, and Meta World Peace joined Howard and Bryant in Los Angeles' new starting five. Also around the NBA, the Chicago Bulls have given coach Tom Thibodeau a four-year contract extension through the 2016-17 season. The Bulls had exercised their option for next season this past spring. Thibodeau was the NBA's coach of the year for the 2010-11 season and the runner-up last season. The Philadelphia 76ers have picked up the 2013-14 option on coach Doug Collins' contract. Collins led the Sixers to the playoffs in his first two seasons with the team. Sixers center Andrew Bynum has a bone bruise on his right knee and will sit out 3 weeks as a precaution. Bynum says he felt discomfort over the weekend, but it was not related to the knee treatment that he underwent in Germany to help stimulate healing in his arthritis-affected areas in both of his knees. Cavaliers coach Byron Scott says Kyrie Irving's broken hand is completely healed and the star guard will not be limited during training camp. Last season's NBA Rookie of the Year broke his right hand in July when he slapped a padded wall in frustration during practice in Las Vegas. And in racing news, the IndyCar Series race at the Iowa Speedway will be held on a Sunday afternoon in 2013. The series announced Sunday that the Iowa race will be held on June 23rd next year. The event on Iowa's Short Oval will be staged on a Sunday after 2 years of being held on a Saturday night. The seventh annual IndyCar race in Iowa will be broadcast on ABC. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.